I'm Chevy, and today let's discuss my Kickstarter story. Hello, friends. Welcome to the shed. It's Tuesday, another beautiful day here in the Mountain State. I did end up riding my motorcycle today, which is amazing, and I got to ride it quite far, which is very fun. But today something happened at work. Oh, not at work. During work, I got a IM that said, "Hey, did you see your game mentioned on this week's Board Game Breakfast?" And my response was, of course, "What the hell is Board Game Breakfast?" No, I know what Board Game Breakfast is. It's a video cast put on by Dice Tower and Z Garcia, where they take a bunch of Dice Tower affiliates, they pick a theme, they shoot a small segment, and they put it together. So anyway, this week was like Olympic Games, and Z picked one of my games to talk about, which was pretty amazing. First of all, the fact that Z has the game was pretty awesome, because very, very few got published. But I can talk to you about the game. I don't necessarily want to do that. I want to talk to you about the Kickstarter experience. The game is Pull a Trap Shooting Card Game. This is a two to four player partnership style trick-taking game. So think Spades, where you're supposed to be playing with two partners. And it was produced on Kickstarter. Now, I did this 2 years ago in 2014, and at that time, Kickstarter had been in vogue, I guess, for about a year or so, with small publishers wanting to do their own thing. And everybody who had a game idea put it on Kickstarter. Regardless of whether they actually had a completed game that could be produced or not, they put up the Kickstarter hoping to cash in on something. And so it was the place to go if you had a game that traditional publishers weren't interested in. And that's not to say that I couldn't have gotten traditional publisher interest for this game. I probably could have had I chosen a different theme, but that's beside the point. The point is, I, as a blogger at that time and a active voice of the board game community, got a ton of questions about Kickstarter, and I honestly didn't know enough about it to feel qualified to answer those questions, so I said, I'm going to start a Kickstarter campaign. After saying for like a year that I would never start a Kickstarter campaign, I said, I'm going to do it. So I did it, and this is the game I picked, and I picked this game because it has two unmarketable qualities. One is a trick-taking game, and two, it's about clay pigeon shooting. Those two combinations, those two things, are very difficult to sell. Trick-taking games, if you ask any publisher, trick-taking games just don't sell. They do very, very poorly, especially partnership trick-taking games, because it requires you to have teammates, and that's uncomfortable for some gaming situations. And it's about trap shooting, clay pigeon shooting, which is, nobody wants it. Nobody goes to the game store and says, "Do you guys got any games about trap shooting?" It's not a thing, right? So I picked this combination of things on purpose for my Kickstarter because I wanted to see if I could make something like this succeed. Can I make a trap shooting, trick-taking card game that publishers say is not publishable? Can I make it succeed? So I set the Kickstarter up originally hoping to fail, honestly. Like, I really wanted to fail because I set a very low threshold, and I did that kind of on purpose. I knew that I had a certain amount of friends that would just back whatever it was I created because they're my friends, and I wanted their backing to be about half, and that means I had to make up the other half. I had to find people who were interested enough in my story or the game or something along the lines to back the other half. So I chose a very difficult product to sell. I did all the artwork myself, which is not attractive. It's not unattractive, but it's definitely not pretty. And I threw it out there, and it succeeded. I set the funding goal really low because I basically had a two-tiered production plan. If I just met my funding goal, I could simply print on demand, which is what this is. This is through the Game Crafter, and everybody gets their stuff. And if I wildly succeed my funding goal, maybe I find out that there is a huge market for trap-taking, trap-shooting, trick-taking games, and I wildly exceed my goal, then I could always put it through traditional printing, manufacturing, offset stuff. So, surprise, surprise, there's no market for this game. The entire market was 276 backers that backed the project. There's no more market. There's never been a demand for this product. Z published a review, essentially, of this product just a few days ago. And something like 10,000 people have seen that review, and I have not sold a single copy, which tells me that nobody cares, right? It's still available. I'll put a link in the description if you want to go buy it. That's fine. You can still buy it. It's still print on demand. You can order one or a million, and they'll print them for you and ship them to you. And I'm proud of it. I really am. It's actually a pretty good game. But the whole point of this is, when I did the Kickstarter, the entire intention was to blog about it. I wanted to blog about the entire process from start to finish. But what ended up happening was, I spent about 8 months of my life on that Kickstarter. I had designed a game months before I decided to do the Kickstarter. And when I decided I'm going to put this one on Kickstarter, I had to really knuckle down on testing and balancing and making sure it was perfect. And that was 2 months. And then I spent about 2 months in Kickstarter prep, which involved dozens and dozens and dozens of artwork passes, dozens of proofreading passes on the rules, printing preview copies to send to reviewers, making a print and play version, recording videos before I could launch the Kickstarter. It was 2 intense months of work to get it to a presentable level. Then a month of the actual Kickstarter where it ran and I responded to all the comments, and I did some, you know, other stuff along the way. I ended up making like a special limited edition with this cool laser cut wooden box that my friends produced, and that came with a super fancy color folding rule book, unlike the rule book that's in the box. I included baggies with custom laser cut orange foul tokens, and these were all add-ons for anybody who wanted to spend a little extra. And so at the close of the campaign, it was another 2 months for fulfillment. It took me a while to get the product. It took me a while to get all these special extra bits. It took me a while to get the motivation to sit down and ship. I shipped it all myself, hand-boxed every single copy and put labels on and shipped. And like everything that's happened in my life to that level of intensity, that was basically 6 straight months of 100% intensity on this Kickstarter, and when it ended, I crashed. Like, depression was just hit me just full force, and it took me, I probably had this stuff on hand for a while before I shipped. I just couldn't to go down and put in the effort was too much. But in the end, I shipped it. I had, like I said, I had 270 some backers. I think I printed 300 or maybe 320 copies of the game. So I had a few extras that I sold or gave away over the years. I think I have 2 sealed copies left. So there's only 2 of these. If anybody wants one, you can leave me a message. But I never blogged about it. I never got around to writing the blogs. I never talked about my experience with Kickstarter. And not because I didn't have something to say. I did. I had a lot to say about the entire process. But because I was so lost in it for 6 months and then completely and utterly disgusted by it, I just never went back and wrote anything about it. So it was a huge undertaking for me. I'm very proud of the game. I ended up making About $800 profit on the Kickstarter, which I gave away. I printed a free game that year and gave it away to people at Gen Con, so I kept none of the money from this campaign. In fact, I put in some of my own money for that giveaway. So I earned nothing intentionally. I hadn't intended on making money. But when Z's review went up today and I saw it and I smiled about it, I thought, that's really darn cool that here we are 2 years later and a major board game reviewer is talking about this silly little project that I put together essentially just to see if I could. Can I get a trick-taking, trap-shooting card game to succeed? The answer is yes. The answer is I sold it and it worked. And maybe someday I will pull it out of a drawer and try and find a publisher for it. I doubt it. It's very difficult to find somebody who's looking for this type of game and to sit down and try to retheme it. I'm not really interested in doing that. But who knows? It is still available. I did succeed at the Kickstarter. I do still have a lot to say about it. I don't know that I'll ever sit down and talk about it. If you want to hear about it, please let me know in the comments below. If you have questions about Kickstarter or about my campaign or about the game, put those in the comments down below and I'll answer them. Probably do a follow-up video on Friday if anybody has questions. But essentially, the entire intent of this campaign was to create something to talk about, and I never talked about it. That's the bookend on my experience on Kickstarter. It was a good thing that ended up being something I couldn't handle. But hey, I'm here. I'm smiling. I'm happy. I'm still creating stuff, not necessarily games, but I'm working on something now, so who knows? The future is indeterminate, which is part of the fun. So thank you guys for being here. Don't forget to leave me some comments about Kickstarter, my game, whatever you want to talk about, and I will see you tomorrow.
Hey Doc, wait! I want to ask you something!
Today's random fact comes from science.howstuffworks.com. What is the temperature of dry ice? Dry ice is frozen carbon dioxide. That doesn't answer the question. A block of dry ice has a surface temperature of -109.3 degrees Fahrenheit, which is -78.5 degrees Celsius. Dry ice also has the very nice feature of sublimation. As it breaks down, it turns directly into carbon dioxide gas rather than a liquid. I don't know what to say about that. That's dry ice.